Couple hours ago, BC Solicitor General Mike Farmer says he needs more information on the Surrey Police transition before he makes a final decision. So essentially, he is punting the decision down the road. People are expecting the decision today from him, but he says he essentially needs more information from the Surrey Police Service, as well as the Surrey RCMP and the City of Surrey. How long this process, this new process, will take? Well, take a listen to Minister Farnworth.
Well, I would like to see it done as expeditiously as possible, but also it needs to be thorough. My ministry will be cooperating with all the parties involved to ensure that that takes place. What we need is to have a decision or to have the information that ensures that we have safe, effective, adequate policing, not only in Surrey, but the region and the province. And as I said, I want that work to be done expeditiously, but thoroughly. And I have every confidence in the staff of my ministry, who have worked extremely hard on this, and will be cooperating with the parties, both in terms of Surrey and the RCMP.
Well, joining me now to talk about today's announcement is the Mayor of Surrey, Brenda Locke. Brenda, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
Well, first of all, your reaction to the minister, no decision today. They're punting it down the road. He says he needs more information. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I was disappointed that there wasn't a decision today, but what I was happy to hear was the minister said that policing is Surrey's decision to make, and certainly council made that decision on December 16th, 2022, and so that was the decision to maintain the RCMP in Surrey.
Do you have any sense of what more information he, the minister, and the ministry would need? Because according to your city staff report in November, you said, or the report stated, that the city would save $235 million over 5 years if the transition to a municipal police force is stopped. I do believe you've also said that there would also be a charge to Surrey taxpayers because of that transition, a one-time charge, about $1,200 per household, about $7,700 for businesses. How much more do you think he needs?
Well, I think really what they're looking for is exactly the numbers. They're trying to assess the numbers that the RCMP are going to have to fill those required spaces. I don't know why they require more information, but apparently his staff saw a hole that they needed to have filled. And, you know, we had believed that both the city's report and the RCMP's report was fulsome. I never have seen the SPS report. I have asked for it, but I didn't receive it. So I guess we'll just have to fill those gaps, those knowledge gaps that ministry wants, and we can do that quite quickly. So I'm not concerned about the time to do that. I know that the RCMP are ready with the numbers.
You've certainly stated one thing I've heard from you in the press conference and even now in our conversation, that this is Surrey's decision. What do you expect the minister's decision to be? If this is Surrey's decision and you want to keep the RCMP, why do you still need to go through this process with the minister?
Well, you know, Minister Farnworth has a responsibility for public safety in the province, and I did speak to him about that because I asked that very question, and I do recognize he has a big picture to look at, and we are looking at Surrey and Surrey alone. He just wants to make sure that policing will be solid and equitable throughout the province, and so I think we will... I mean, I'm concerned that we have to do it, I have to tell you, but we will absolutely comply and get him and his staff the numbers that he needs so that he knows where Surrey RCMP is and Surrey and British Columbia are going to be.
So just to confirm here, your issue here is this is ultimately the City Council's decision. It is Surrey's decision. This is really about moving forward, about just reaffirming to the minister that Surrey RCMP will get back to a place where policing and their numbers are secure, and that law enforcement, and there will be no shortage in Surrey whatsoever, or there will be any impact on the broader law enforcement community. This is the issue for you right now, that you need to reaffirm to the minister that whatever transition is back to RCMP, it does not impact law enforcement overall in this province or for this region.
Exactly. And the Police Act is very clear. It does say that it is the role of municipalities of more than 5,000 persons to provide law enforcement in their cities. And that is the role of the municipality. That is what we're doing, and that is the decision that we made. But on the other hand, Minister has his responsibility. And so what I am deriving from the information or the letter that we got from his deputy is that they want to make sure that those numbers are going to be maintained throughout the rest of the province as well.
So this, in your mind, the comment that you've made here, this is legal advice given to you that ultimately it is the City of Surrey's decision whether they keep the RCMP or Surrey Police Service. The decision by the senior level of government is really about there be no impact in the overall law enforcement capabilities in this province or the region based on the decision in Surrey. But the core issue of whether it's SPS or RCMP in your mind and legal advice to you is it is the council's decision and nobody else's.
That is my understanding of this, that part two of the Police Act is very clear about the municipality's role, but it's also very clear about the minister's role, and we have to make sure or help them make sure that policing in the province is also maintained, and that we can raise our numbers in Surrey because we will have to, and there won't be any issue with the rest of the province, and we will be able to do that.
What is the cost to terminate this transition, including sunk costs? What will the cost be?
You know,
I've heard $200 million in sunk costs so far. This is what taxpayers just eat at the end of the day. It's sunk costs and you can't get it back? Because you've said to me before that, hey, these folks will just transition over to Surrey RCMP. I mean, that's a lot to ask. Some of the folks don't want to be joining the Surrey RCMP, and they came here based on, as SPS has said, to join a municipal police force. What do you say to the sunk costs?
Well, I mean, the costs that are behind us are behind us. I mean, there's many Surrey police officers. They're important and great officers that are policing the city at this time. And if they choose to come over to the RCMP, they can, or they can go to many, many other police departments that are looking for staffing right now. We've all seen the Vancouver situation looking for additional police officers. But in terms of the sunk costs, those officers were working and continue to work and will continue to work for a while in Surrey, even though they are Surrey Police Service members.
Surrey Police Service is still hiring people, going through the process of hiring people. Do you want them to stop because of what's transpired? Because right now they're moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely, Jazz. They must stop right now. And they are not, as far as I know, their last intake was about a week and a half ago. They are not taking in additional members right now. So that is something that has stopped, and it must stop. It must stop while this is all being realigned.
If the RCMP stay in Surrey, you have to admit there are going to be costs that the residents of Surrey will have to eat because of this process. People they've hired, you know, buyouts that are going to occur. It would be naive to think there are going to be no costs in regards to shutting down this process. I just want to reiterate that, because if it's $200 million is the sunk costs, and not to mention buyouts potentially, the cost of shutting down is significant.
No, you're absolutely right, Jazz. There will be costs. It won't be 200. Our number is quite a bit less than that. That's what I've been given from our accounting. It'll be closer to 80 to 100 million, depending on how people transfer and when they transfer. But be assured that every day that this is stalled is costing us more and more and more. And that's the big challenge for us as a city. We can't even do our budget moving forward until we get this sorted and settled. And so we really do need to put this behind us and move forward.
Mayor Locke, as always, thank you for your time. Look forward to having you on the show very soon again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jazz. Bye now.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.